Well, let's get practical. How can we do this? And I'm just going to read this to you. This is my quandary every week. I don't know if it's too much excitement or not enough planning or whatever, but I always have the last three pages I can't wait to get to and I never get to. I'm just going to read this to you. How can we develop this kind of self-discipline in our lives? Here are nine suggestions, okay? Number one, learn to love your critic. Accept correction. Correction helps make you disciplined because it shows you what you need to avoid. Proverbs 15 says, whoever disdains instruction despises his soul. Love your critic. Don't be repulsed by them. Don't run from them. Come up to them. Shock them. Say, what do you want to criticize in me today? I'm ready. Tell me. Number two, whip the big ones. Do the hardest thing first. Most people are undisciplined because there's that one thing they don't like, and so they keep pushing it off. Kind of like spinach. They just push it off. And we say, you can't get up until you finish all that. They push it off, and it gets cold, and it gets greasy, and it gets, why didn't they eat it when it was hot? Or whatever. We don't like that in our life. Whip the big ones. Do the hardest thing first. Do what prevents you from going on. Proverbs 22 says, do you see a person who excels in their work? They will stand before kings. They won't stand before unknown men. Excelling is you do the hardest thing first. I always look through and I try and tackle the hardest phone call, the hardest letter to answer, or the hardest passage first. Everything else is downhill. Number three, train your body. Practice self-denial. Say no to your feelings. Deny yourself occasionally. Even things that you know are right. You cultivate the discipline in the physical realm, and it will discipline you in the spiritual realm. It says in Ecclesiastes 5, walk prudently and draw near and hear God because he's listening to you. A fourth one, start right now. In fact, Dr. Richard Shelley Taylor, who I learned this list from many years ago in a book called The Disciplined Life. He put this. He says, start with your room, clean it, and keep it clean. When something's out of place, train yourself to put it where it belongs. Then extend that discipline of neatness to the rest of your house. Why? Is there something in the Bible about cleaning your room? Yeah, it says this in Song of Solomon 2:15. Catch the little foxes. It's the little foxes that spoil the vines. You know what the Lord says? If you are not faithful in that which is what? Least or smallest. You won't be faithful in that which is big. If you can't. In fact, Dr. Taylor wrote this. He says he loves to go to a college dormitory and see these girls coming out of the door looking like impeccable, you know, goddesses. And he says, and as the door is open, he looks at their room and he says their discipline extends only to their backs, you know, to the clothes on their back. Their room looks like a hurricane hit it. You know, it's just an absolute disaster. He said that is absolute lack of discipline. Number five, welcome the yokes of life. Welcome responsibility. When you have an opportunity to do something that needs to be done, volunteer for it. If you have a talent, welcome the responsibility. Organize your life. Lamentations 3:27 says it's good to bear a yoke in your youth. Learn the habit of being tied to stuff and of fulfilling it and finishing the job. Now, I can't read the next one because it says be punctual and you were supposed to be done 2 minutes ago, but I'll read it anyway, okay? Cultivate punctuality. Be on time. That may not sound spiritual, but it's important. If you're supposed to be somewhere at a specific time, be there. Develop the ability to discipline your desires, your activities, and your demands so you can arrive on time. You say, where does it say that in the Bible? Romans 12:11. Don't lag in diligence. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You know, there's some people you can measure. They'll always be there. 7 minutes late. 11 minutes late. 9 minutes late. Do you know why? It's a habit. It's a habit. Finally, how do we cultivate self-discipline? I think this is most important. Flee into Christ's presence. Say, what do you mean by that? Listen, worship, as we're doing right now, brings us into the very presence of God. When we come into God's presence, He heals, cleanses, purifies, and makes us holy. This is what Charles Wesley said. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, plenteous grace with thee is found. Grace to cover all my sins, let the healing streams abound. Make and keep me pure within. too often, guilt and condemnation turn us away from the source of healing. And we have forgotten that Romans 8:1 says, we are not condemned by Christ. Condemnation will drive us away from the very balm that would heal us. Condemnation would rob us from the blessing of purification. Condemnation will consume us. We must abstain from letting our sins condemn us and make us turn from Christ. Flee to Christ. It's a blessed privilege to draw near to Him and receive His cleansing power that flows over our souls. Be like a bird this week. Sit at the feet of Jesus, no matter what is going on, no matter how full life is, and open your mouth wide like they do. And just say, Lord, I haven't got anywhere else to go until you fill me with the glorious presence of what you promised.